Jeremy Allenbaugh, the new managing director of the Chattanooga FC. I had a chance to meet Jeremy at a stadium court meeting several weeks ago with him and Tim Kelly. Very nice guy, and it's a pleasure to welcome Jeremy. Jeremy, how are you today?
We're doing okay, guys. Thanks for having me on. Wish I was in studio, but like you said, that's not the world we live in right now.
There was news today, Sports Illustrated reporting that the MLS is eyeing a May 10th return. And I know this is all just so fluid, and an hour from now we could get something different. But, you know, we had Ian McGrath and talked about NISA's decision last week. Are y'all in contact with NISA, and what's just kind of the update as far as that goes?
We had a lead call earlier today with the Board of Governors, and we'll be coming out with some information tomorrow that I would say most likely aligns us with most of the other leagues in the United States with that May 10th date. But I would caution and say that May 10th date isn't necessarily a starting date. That's just that eight-week window. So, you know, we still don't know when guys are going to be able to get back and train together as a full group. As you said, it's just such a fluid situation. But, you know, we'll be pushing everything back here as well and announcing that shortly.
Do you think that'll be a two-step deal where if the games, there could be a little window, hopefully as slight as possible, where games take place without fans before the fans return?
Yeah, I think every sports league is doing everything they can to avoid that situation. You know, playing in an empty stadium, whether it's baseball, hockey, soccer, it doesn't matter. It's awkward. There's been a few instances around the world where it's had to happen, and it's just, you know, really weird. So I think we're going to do whatever we can to play in front of fans. But we don't know the final answer until the timelines come out. So there could be a short window where maybe we are playing, quote-unquote, behind closed doors. But until we get to this 8 weeks and know more information, it's just difficult to know.
Jeremy, did you make the trip out to Oakland?
I did. I was fortunate enough to get out there and see that first professional match.
How was that? Just kind of, because not only, I mean, I know we asked Ian about it, and I know it was a great atmosphere, 6,000-7,000 fans or whatever they had, and to go out in the first professional match out there and play them to a 1-1 draw, it certainly had to whet the appetite, didn't it?
It did, and I think that's a disappointment, as we know we would have similar environment here in Chattanooga for the boys to play in front of. I mean, this club has done that for the past 10, 11 years, and nothing's going to change. But Oakland put on a great show. It was very Oakland-ish, as they like to say. It felt like Oakland. It looked like Oakland. But great atmosphere. They have a good team. I think we have a good team. And it was a great way, you know, for the league to kind of kick off.
You're listening to Jeremy Allenbaugh, the managing director for Chattanooga FC, hired in November, so it's certainly been an adventurous first few months on the job, given what has transpired across the sporting landscape nationally. But you're listening to Jeremy here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Jeremy, thanks again for your time. Considering that you guys were in Oakland in the last, and that's kind of the northwest part of our country, is kind of the epicenter of this thing, are you worried? Have you been tested? What kind of precautions or things have y'all looked at both for yourself and for the team as a whole?
Sure. When we traveled out there, you know, we took all the precautions and the guys were well aware, and we have a great medical staff. So since we returned, we've been monitoring everything daily with the players in terms of, you know, if anybody is showing any symptoms, and knock on wood as I speak so far, we haven't had any, you know, so it's been whether we're fortunate or what have you. But, you know, our guys have been following all the protocols since the suspension of the league in terms of, you know, staying away, staying out of crowds, and, you know, any workouts having less than five athletes, and all medical rehab is done on a one-on-one basis. So we're following all the protocols like all the other pro teams. And like I said, knock on wood, so far, so good.
How many of your guys are here in town, or did you send them home?
We kind of left it up to them. You know, we have a variety of guys. We have guys with young families, and, you know, guys with loved ones back in other parts of the country. I would say about 75% of our guys have stayed here. A few went back to clean up some loose ends as some of their colleges that they, you know, graduated or got done playing with closed. They had to go back and pick up stuff and, you know, head back this way. You know, once this is all done. But I would say 75% of our guys are here and, you know, giving back to the community and doing all the things that we can do to try to bring some normalcy to you know, kids' lives and our fans' lives and just Chattanooga in general.
And I don't know how many people know it, but the Chattanooga FC, not only do they have the soccer team that you're familiar with, but y'all have a variety of youth programs that y'all run out of your complex, and U Sports are on every bit the hiatus. I can't imagine how many phone calls you guys get from all levels having all these questions. It's just mind-blowing, right?
Yeah, it's just such a unique, you know, world that we're in right now. But I will take, take our hats off to our academy and our foundation membership in terms of what they're doing to stay connected with kids, whether that's, you know, getting meals to kids that maybe aren't getting meals at school, virtual training programs that, you know, our academy staff put together so players can do workouts at home in their backyard or their front porch or wherever mom and dad will let them kick a soccer ball a little bit, just trying to stay connected. And again, comes back to the normalcy thing. Usually we look to sports during difficult times to keep us normal. And unfortunately, we can't do that right now in terms of live sports. So we're trying to stay involved with the kids, stay involved with our youth programming as much as we can in a virtual type of way. And, you know, the club's going to do that on Saturday as well. I don't know if you guys have seen, but, we're gonna have a game on Saturday. Now it's going to be a game from 2016. But we're all going to hit play at the same time on YouTube and watch it. And we're going to live tweet it like it's a real match. And we're asking people to tailgate before the game in their backyards or their front porch, wherever it's safe, and just try to bring a sense of community. Because I think, you know, Chattanooga FC has done that for years, and hopefully we can, you know, bring a little relief to everybody on Saturday.
Sounds like a good idea. I guess you'll have more details on your webpage?
Yep, it'll be up on our website. It's on our social channels here this afternoon, and more details tomorrow as we head into Saturday. But, we have owners and fans all over the world, and they're all going to be able to watch a quote-unquote game at the same time, and it's a pretty memorable one from back in 2016. So, yeah, check out our social channels and our website for all the details.
And that's good public service, because if you're living in Chattanooga and you know you live next to a Chattahooligan and all of a sudden he starts shouting, that there's your explanation.
Yeah, random drums being, knocked around, and maybe a few lively sodas being popped in the afternoon during tailgate. You'll know why as it goes. But, you know, it's something fun, and this club's always been about fun and, you know, just trying to bring a little relief, like I said, during, you know, just a unique and a really, you know, weird time for everybody. So hopefully it's a fun event.
Jeremy, you catch yourself watching some secondary league turkey soccer?
Not yet. I have I've stayed away. Every hour brings different challenges and different things on the business side and staying connected with our players. And honestly, just having a lot of conversations with colleagues in other leagues that I know personally, and, you know, lower level hockey and basketball and soccer, and just, you know, trying to see what they're doing. But maybe over the weekend I will watch some second or third division turkey football if time allows me to.
Jeremy, before we let you go, I know at that stadium court meeting I was talking with you and Tim, and we had talked about the potential of a Bundesliga team coming here in early July. Is that still full go, or has that had to be put on hiatus given our landscape?
I would say, like everything, it's on hiatus. It's not done. I think, again, go back, this thing changes hourly. We're in contact with the club officials on a daily basis, just, again, making sure they're okay, and they're making sure that our club is okay. So we'll have more information, you know, on that pretty quick, I imagine, at least a statement. But as of now, we're just still in discussions, and it's something we hope we can pull off. But if it doesn't, then, you know, we'll have to readjust and look to do that at another time.
Jeremy, listen, thank you for joining us. Best wishes for the days and weeks ahead. We hope to have you back on the field talking about matches much sooner than later.
We appreciate it, guys. Appreciate you guys stepping in the studio and keeping everybody abreast of everything that's going on. I know it's not easy, but there's only so much you can talk about, but we appreciate what you guys are doing for Chattanooga.
Thank you, Jeremy. Jeremy Allenbaugh, the managing director for CFC, 648-1051 is the number. Back with Press Row in a moment.